here, and that lets you save.
Who cares?
True form life.
Green locum.
Welcome to another episode of Exploring Mind and Body. I'm your host, True Form's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. Today we're featuring superfoods and we're talking about refined sugar. All that and so much more coming up on...
This is Exploring Mind and Body with True Form's Drew Tadia, fitness expert on 96.5 CKFM.
All right, in this segment, we're talking about acidity and alkaline levels, detox and stress. So try to stay with me. I'm not a big believer in detoxes, not because I think there's anything wrong with them, mainly because I haven't tried one. And I have a hard time recommending something if I haven't tried it myself. The other part of me not being so pro-detox is because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. We go on a fast or we go on some sort of juice detox, then we go right back to our high-toxic, high-acidic diet. It's just bizarre to me. Why not live a low-toxic, high-alkaline diet and you don't have to worry about a detox? But that's just my opinion. I've read some books where holistic nutritionists or doctors swear by them. So it would be a good idea to do some research and come up with your own conclusions. What I will caution you about is stress levels. Take me for example. The thought of me going without food for an extended period of time is very stressful. Not only on my body, but my mind and emotions. A good mental test for me would be to try a detox. Sounds funny. But if whatever the activity or idea it is you want to try is stressful, you should reconsider. To a degree, of course, it's always good to stretch your comfort zone. My point is, we should pay attention to our stress levels. Let's say we really dislike running, but we make ourselves run day in and day out. Not only is this an activity we don't enjoy, but it raises our stress levels because every day we're dreading this run. You can get the same benefits out of a number of different activities. Let's talk briefly about acidic and alkaline. Why, you ask? This is important because we are more whole when our internal organs are balanced. Our immune systems are stronger, so we can fight off sickness and disease. Our stomachs digest at a more efficient rate, and everything has a better flow when we have that balance. When we have that balance, our body uses less energy directed towards that flow, the flow of digestion, so we can use that energy in other areas of our life. The simple idea of alkaline versus acidic is to get your alkaline stomach mainly from plant-based foods, and you get your acidic stomach mainly from foods like meat and dairy. Sure, there are plants that raise the acidity level, and there are better meats and dairies for a person if you're trying to avoid that acidity level. There are more details we could discuss, but as stated earlier, I'm going to focus on the basics to help you understand balance. My intention isn't to give you a course on pH levels. These are the basics you should know for a lifestyle change or simply to live healthier. I'll go into details in another show. If you want to try a real detox, a whole natural green smoothie I've discovered, check this out. It's a celery and cucumber base. Then you throw in a handful of parsley, cilantro, with water and ice. That's it. May not sound great, but it's very refreshing. Not a bad way to get some greens in you and a great detox to balance out that stomach level. We're going to do something a little different this week with exercise. We all run into money issues from time to time. We all run into time issues. Most importantly, we've all run into an excuse one time or another. To help you avoid a number of these complaints, I'm going to tell you how you can make your very own prop, weight, homemade piece of equipment, medicine ball, or any other name you can think of. This is not only going to be recycled, but reused, which is always better, and it's going to be all under the price of $5, or the price of a milk jug, because that's exactly what it is. What you're going to do is get a gallon milk jug and turn it into a piece of equipment. You can go and buy one at the store if you're a milk drinker, or you can borrow one from a friend. I promise you, you'll get your money's worth out of it. In preparation, all you'll need is water, good old-fashioned H2O. The first thing you'll do with the water is rinse it out. Next, you're going to fill it with however much water you'll need. This is going to depend on what level of fitness you're at, how experienced you are, and which exercise you're going to perform. You could even have a number of different reused gallon milk jugs lined up for different weights. Now that you have your water-filled jug, let's go through a number of different exercises to help you use it. The first one's going to be seated side touches. You're going to sit down with your feet up. Hold your milk jug that's full of water evenly between both hands, and you're going to alternate touching sides. Twist to one side and lightly tap the ground. Then twist to the other side and tap the ground again. You are now performing seated side touches with your own medicine ball. Use less water or put your feet down to make this easier. Or to make it more difficult, add water. Put your feet up higher or extend your arms away from your body. This is a great ab workout that we do all the time at class and with individual clients. This is a multifunctional exercise and you can do it anywhere. You don't need a membership, gym pass, a specific medicine ball, or a large area to do it. Another great exercise is a variation of a squat press. Again, depending on what level you're at, let's go through some exercises. The first movement will be to perform a regular squat while you hold your jug evenly with both hands. As you're raising from your squat, you're going to extend your arms up towards the sky until they are fully extended. Next, you're going to squat back down and bring your arms back to chest level. This is a fantastic whole body workout. You have your core engaged while you're moving the jug upward. You're working the hamstrings, glutes, and quads on the squat and shoulders. And again, shoulders on the way up. If you're a beginner, start with squats alone, or you could try the squat press with less water. If you're more advanced, you could use more water in your jug, or you could even use two individual jugs for each arm. To get a different burn for your shoulders, hold the jug straight out in front of you and perform a few squats, or you could hold your arms straight above your head while squatting. These two fantastic exercises can be done anywhere with only a milk jug and a few minutes of your time to get a nice burn. There are so many exercises I know you can think of with this small, affordable, reused, easy-to-store prop. You can do bicep curls, tricep kickbacks or extensions, a number of weighted ab exercises, and all kinds of leg stuff like lunges with this prop alone. The other day at class, we used a simple chair to perform a few different exercises because I wanted to show the members, if they couldn't make it to class, they could find another way to work out at home or wherever they are. I know if you put your mind to it, you can be more resourceful and you can find the time and a way to get in the shape you've always wanted. If you're looking for more tips, please feel free to contact me at trueformlife.com. I'm telling you, exercise doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be time consuming, and there are other options. We just have to find them.
Exploring mind and body with Trueform's Drew Taddeo would not be possible without the help from the following sponsors: Merle Norman, Health Street, Shoppers Drug Mart, and the CLC Fitness Center, uniting together for a healthier tomorrow. To find out more about Drew Taddeo and True Form Life, or to become a sponsor, visit trueformlife.com.
In this segment, we're going to talk about a few superfoods because of the incredible health benefits they have to offer. Let's start with maca. This superfood is known to be grown in the Alps, if you can believe. This is a root much like a radish, same texture, and mainly grows near rock. Let me explain. You know, in the mountains, there's a tree line, meaning trees only grow so high. Then there's a grass line, which grows a little higher. And then right above that, before you get to the rock, that's where you'll find this amazing food being grown. Some of the health benefits include increase in energy, endurance, and stamina, regulates hormones, improves sexual function, a great adaptogen, meaning it helps with stress. This is also a memory enhancer and promotes blood circulation. My personal favorite benefit of this root is the increase in energy and stamina. You're not going to find a better natural food than maca to help supplement your pre-workout meal. In fact, I'm not sure if anything would go better than maca along with your complete protein shake. You have a slow digesting carb to fuel your workout, two complete proteins to help you build muscle, and a half a teaspoon of maca for a little extra push to get out those last few reps. Try that recipe on for size. Next, we're going to talk about camu camu, which is one of my favorite superfoods. Camu camu is usually harvested by boat. That's right. Farmers paddle along in boats to harvest these superfoods. So as you can imagine, there's an incredible amount of work that goes into planning and planting these crops. These plants also grow on land, meaning not right near water, but they grow the best fruits in Peru's Amazon jungle, where the crops are abundant. Most people turn to an orange when they think about vitamin C. But there are many other fruits that contain more vitamin C, like broccoli, kiwi, and strawberries, to name a few. None of which hold a candle, gram for gram, to what camu camu contains. This superfood contains 30 to 60 times more of the amount of vitamin C an orange does per gram. The two top competitors when it comes to vitamin C is acerola and rosehip, which hardly stand a chance. Acerola contains 38% less vitamin C, and rosehip contains 26 less vitamin C than the camu camu berry. These cherry-like citric fruits are used in different foods across Peru. They're used in juices, nectars, jams, ice cream, and yogurt. Unfortunately, in North America, we only get this food in powder form from your local health store. More benefits include maintain good eyesight, reduce inflammation, helps fight viral infection along with a healthy immune system, and it improves your respiratory health. So as you can tell from some of these examples, I can't think of a good reason this isn't in our daily food regimen. Instead of reaching for an orange or a vitamin C supplement when you're not feeling well, add camu camu to your diet so you have a strong immune system all year long. And the last superfood we're going to talk about today is cacao. This superfood grows on trees throughout the Amazonian lowlands of Peru. The actual process of farming these foods have been passed down through generations. It's actually quite a bit of work. I'd like to even call them high maintenance, although you'll find out shortly, it's all worth the work. The leaves need to be trimmed, exposing the oval, hard-shaped shell. These leaves are actually left on the ground near the tree to decompose, which adds nutrients to the soil and acts as pest control. After that, the old cacao pods are composed with organic coffee beans and added to the soil, which is perfect for the soil, adding the nutrients it needs to keep growing strong. Cacao is most known for its high antioxidant content. It has 30 times the antioxidants than red wine has, 10 to 20 times higher than green tea, and 15 times higher than blueberries. Then you get into minerals, and you'll find that cacao is the highest dense food in iron, chromium, and magnesium. What's also great about cacao is the anandamide, which is a natural feel-good endorphin. It's the same feeling after finishing a great workout. Cacao can be found in several different forms. The most common are whole beans, nibs, butter, and of course powder. One of my favorite smoothies includes strawberries, bananas, and cacao to give you that chocolate flavor. This super rich smoothie tastes like dessert that's actually good for you. So there you have it. Now you've been introduced to superfoods, and those are just the basics. These foods are so incredible, everyone could easily and should add them to your diet in some way to reap the benefits that so many cultures have for thousands of years. As we learn more about these foods, they become more accessible and easier to find. Your local health food store is sure to carry these foods or will be able to order them. A big shout out to Rick Kohut, holistic nutritionist at Health Street. He provided some of the benefits listed above. Thanks so much for those, Rick. And speaking of Health Street, Rick and myself holding an event called Shakes, Smoothies, and Superfoods. We've got a few of these planned already for April 5th and 7th. April 5th is sold out, and there's only a couple spots open for the 7th. So if you're interested, give Health Street a call right away. These events will be recorded, so if you can't make it and are interested in purchasing a copy of the event, you can inquire at Health Street. We have more exciting news planned for May, a smoothie event which will feature Rick and myself, which includes our official book launch called Elevate Your Health. All very exciting news, which you'll hear more about as the date gets closer.
Trueform Life.
In this segment, we're talking about refined sugar. I want to talk about it because it's so apparent in our society. Hard to avoid, and it's in everything. How do they decide what they'll tax is the first thing that comes up when I think of sugar. Leslie Winfield, who we're following on a health journey, brought this up in her blog last week. You can check that out at trueformlife.com. She's already lost 34 pounds. Her idea was to tax junk food, or better yet, tax manufacturing companies. What a novel idea. Seriously, it was just an idea thrown out there. But seriously, when will the food choices we have change? When will we make a stand as a society to be heard that we won't put up with mass quantities of sugar, MSG, and other additives and preservatives which pollute our foods and choices? Sugar is a drug, period. How do you consider something a drug? Sugar is addictive, and it's detrimental to our health. To me, it sits right next to alcohol and tobacco. What's the difference? Oh, wait, we don't tax it. Put sugar in the same category of not being able to help yourself, not being able to stop consumption. Put it in the same category as lowering our quality of life, weakening our immune system, and affecting our overall health in a negative way. Why not tax sugar? Of course, then the prices go up, and there is, and always has been, the supply and demand. But make no mistake about it, this is a novel idea. Nothing will ever change with our health if our choices aren't changed and if we don't decide to educate ourselves on what we put in our bodies. We're dealing with an epidemic of obese, unhealthy, uneducated people on what's in food. We're dealing with the epidemic of child obesity, rise in prescription drugs, and a decrease in activity. Less activity not only in children, but in all ages, because of the incredible advances we've made in technology. Too bad, if we don't start treating our bodies better, we won't be around to enjoy it. What if we took our efforts in the technology world? Wait, what if we took a tenth of our efforts in the technology world and directed it towards foods or coming up with better solutions? Let me tell you what sugar is, and let me tell you what sugar does. Our regular table sugar, we all know and love, comes from sugar beets and sugar cane, and they both go through a refining process to get you your finished product. It's important to note these are natural foods, although during the refining stage, all nutritional value is lost, and then some, which I'll be explaining shortly. To produce the white crystals we call table sugar, bleaching agents such as lime and carbon dioxide are added. The sugar is then further purified, or refined, and whitened by being filtered in a water-added liquid state through beef bone char, which I won't even get started on. This process removes even more minerals. In the processing stage of removal of minerals, we also remove enzymes and all other natural substances that allow our bodies to break down and use this substance, which in short is why sugar can be stored as fat, increasing obesity. Given that refined sugar has no useful properties, it actually strips the body of minerals, taking away from what we actually have. Think of a car, for example. You need oil in your car for it to work properly, and you need gas to make it run. Would you put gas in your car that strips the oil out of it? Of course not. That wouldn't make any sense. The car wouldn't run properly. And then not at all. But we do it to our bodies every day. And this is exactly what happens to us. We have all kinds of health issues, but we refuse to admit the answer is staring us right in the face. And if we acknowledge it, we don't do anything about it. Our engines run better with higher quality foods, period. Sure, we have all kinds of excuses. It's too hard. My kid won't eat anything else. It's in everything. I can't stop. We can come up with as many excuses as we like. We're the only ones that have to deal with our health. And unfortunately, we're the ones who are responsible for our future generations. And when it comes down to it, when it's all said and done, and we don't have any other toys left, all we have is our health, our bodies, and how we treat it in this lifetime. Choose wisely. We only have one. In health and fitness for a better world, I'm Drew Tadia, fitness expert. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. For more on True Form's Drew Tadia, visit trueformlife.com or call 403-510-4915. Exploring Mind and Body with True Form's Drew Tadia would not be possible without GDK Gravel and Sand. They've got the best rock for your road. Call them today, 1-877-335-2091. That's 1-877-335-2091.